May 20, 1930, how all creation is a member of God, and how it participates in all the divine qualities. The divine will, gatherer of all the acts that belong to it. I was following, according to my usual way, the acts of the divine will and the creation. I comprehend that it is so united with its creator, as to seem like a member that enjoys the union with its body, and by virtue of this union, the member feels the warmth, the motion, the life. But while I was thinking of this, my always lovable Jesus told me, "My daughter, each created thing is one distinct member of mine, and, as such, I use it to maintain the order, the life of creation. And I use it in order to make use, by means of it, now of mercy, now of my power, and now of my justice. More so since, the creation being immersed in my divine will, it cannot move or operate if my divine fiat does not give it the motion, or the attitude of operating. Now, just as the creation, so is the creature a member of God. And as long as she remains united with God, she participates in all the qualities of God, like a member attached to the body participates in the circulation of the blood, in the warmth, in the motion of the same body. But who maintains this union as steady, and this member, the creature attached to her creator, as permanent and in full vigor? My divine will. My will is bond of union and communication of warmth and of motion, in such a way as to make her feel, at each motion, the life of her creator. And it places, more than blood, the divine sanctity, the strength, the love, the beauty, in sum, all the qualities of her creator, in circulation with this member. But if my will is not there, it will be a detached member which cannot flow to the communication of the body. And if in appearance it seems united, it will be like a paralyzed member, which will live with difficulty, without motion. And it will be of bother and of sorrow for the divine head to have a member and not to be able to communicate the good of its life. After this, he added, "My daughter, my divine will is the gatherer of everything that belongs to it. Jealous of its acts, it does not disperse a single one of them, because each of its acts contains an infinite act, one whole entire eternity, an interminability that never ends. Therefore, they are acts not subject to being dispersed. And when my fiat forms its acts, the love, the jealousy for its act is so great, that it keeps it on its lap of light as glory and triumph of the power of its operating. Now, when the soul lives in my divine will and encloses her acts in it, she becomes an act of divine will. And then she repeats for herself all the acts that the divine will does, and she gives it the glory, the requital, of its divine acts. And, oh, how my divine fiat feels triumphant of this creature, finding in her a pure act of its will. And it makes itself the gatherer of everything that this creature can do. It does not disperse even one breath, because in everything it finds its operating will, and this is enough in order for it to have acts worthy of it. And it loves her so much, that it keeps her clasped in its lap of light, to give her the continuous life of its volition, and to receive from her the requital of it. Therefore, my daughter, be attentive to receive this life of divine will, so as to be able to say, 'Life of divine will you give me, and life of divine will I give you.'" Fiat.